on this Thursday afternoon. Let's look at the weather forecast. Meteorologist Peter Levitt is on the phone line. Pete, let's start with what we think might be the dividing line based off the UNL drought monitor that runs kind of catty corner across the Midwest from maybe Texas to Moline, Illinois.
Yeah, okay. The drought monitor, the main areas of continuing drought are the Dakotas, Colorado, eastern Colorado, western Kansas, western Nebraska, well, most of Nebraska, actually, except the southeast corner, western Nebraska, and then down into the Oklahoma panhandle. Then there are a few areas of drought south from central Oklahoma into Texas. That leaves the improving drought conditions across most of the area east of the Missouri River Valley, except for northwest Iowa. East of those areas, they've had some precipitation, and things are on the improvement scale up there. Down in the southern plains, we have a little section from eastern Kansas southwestward into central Oklahoma that had quite a bit of snow. That will improve drought conditions a little bit. The question is it going to do much for the crop? And here it's the tillers that matter, and where are the tillers? There's a distinct low percentage of tillering grain from the planted crop in winter wheat belt, in those, especially in those hard drought areas. And we'll see what happens in the spring when we get some legitimate germination. But generally speaking, winter wheat germinating in the spring doesn't produce very well, and so we'll see how that affects the crop later.
All right, and then about the rainfall here in our part of the world, how soaking has it been? How much of a recovery? Are there more storms on the way?
There are more storms on the way. The recovery is good. It improves to the west. There is no drought when you get to the Illinois River from there eastward. There is no drought left down in there. West of the Illinois River through to the Missouri Valley, you have drought, which is moderate, which is improving, and I think that will improve a little bit more during the next few weeks as we get these storms from the south. There's more on the way. We have not much going tonight. We've got some cloudiness, but that's about it tonight. And then we get some precipitation back in on Saturday. That will be mostly up north on Saturday in northern Illinois, and then swing to cover all of the state on Sunday as it and into southeastern Illinois, the most of it up north again. That goes by on Sunday, and then on Monday it clears out again, but it'll stay cloudy. It'll stay on the cool side. It warms up a little bit late next week, but there's another system, a weaker one, going to come along at the end of next week. So it's just going to keep rolling into this wet March pattern that was pretty well forecast by all the medium range of forecasts of the extended range forecasters. So that's going to keep things on the upside in the eastern Corn Belt.
Thanks so much for taking the time with us.
That's my pleasure.
Agricultural meteorologist Pete Levitt on this Thursday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.